Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor at Fraser Church, and we're so glad that you've joined us in this study of the book of Joshua. Our prayer is that this study equips you to live the victorious life that is offered in Christ. God bless.
This is Day 12 of Volume 2 of Joshua, Living the Victorious Life. Our title today is An Enemy to Our Enemies. Exodus 23, verse 22 says, "But if you carefully obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries." Our text today is Joshua 11, verses 10 through 15. It reads, "And Joshua turned back at that time and captured Hazor and struck its king with a sword, for Hazor formerly was the head of all those kingdoms, and they struck with the sword all who were in it, devoting them to destruction. There was none left that breathed, and he burned Hazor with fire, and all the cities of those kings, and all their kings, Joshua captured, and struck them with the edge of the sword, devoting them to destruction, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded. But none of the cities that stood on mounds did Israel burn, except Hazor alone. That Joshua burned, and all the spoil of these cities, and the livestock, the people of Israel took for their plunder. But every person they struck with the edge of the sword until they had destroyed them, and did not leave any who breathed. Just as the Lord had commanded Moses, his servant, so Moses commanded Joshua, and so Joshua did. He left nothing undone of all that the Lord had commanded Moses." In Joshua 11, 1 through 5, it was the king of Hazor who called together multiple forces against Israel that numbered like the sand on the seashore. Hazor was the major enemy of Israel who lined up all the other enemies at the waters of Merom to attack Israel. Now Israel has to respond to the forces allied against them. Joshua 11:12 reflects back on a command given to Moses, recorded in Numbers and Deuteronomy. Numbers 33:50-52 reads, "And the Lord spoke to Moses in the plains of Moab, by the Jordan, at Jericho, saying, Speak to the people of Israel, and say to them, When you pass over the Jordan into the land of Canaan, then you shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land from before you, and destroy all their figured stones, and destroy all their metal images, and demolish all their high places." Deuteronomy 7:1-2 reads, "When the Lord your God brings you into the land that you are entering to take possession of it, and clears away many nations before you, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites, seven nations more numerous and mightier than you, and when the Lord your God gives them over to you, and you defeat them, then you must devote them to complete destruction. You shall make no covenant with them, and show no mercy to them." God had instructed Moses years earlier to completely destroy the enemies of Israel to possess the land he had promised them. In Exodus 23:20-33, God promised Moses and Israel that if they obeyed the angel's voice, God himself would be an enemy to their enemies. Notice these details in Exodus 23:20-22. "Behold, I send an angel before you, to guard you on the way, and to bring you to the place that I have prepared. Pay careful attention to him and obey his voice. Do not rebel against him, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him. But if you carefully obey his voice and do all that I say, then I will be an enemy to your enemies and an adversary to your adversaries." Who was this angel that God sent to protect Israel as they won victory after victory in Canaan? Who is God referring to when he says, "Listen to this angel's voice and obey all he tells you to do"? Philip Ryken and R. Kent Hughes, in their commentary on Exodus, make the following conclusion. "Whoever he was, he bore God's very name. For God said, My name is in him." God's name is always more than a name. It indicates his special presence and refers to his divine being. According to John MacKay, the name is a revelation of the character and attributes of God, which means that here we have a unique dignity accorded to the angel as manifesting all that God has made known regarding himself. That's why the angel can command complete obedience and trust. His presence is the equivalent of the presence of the Lord himself. To summarize, this messenger was distinguished from God, yet at the same time had uniquely divine attributes. Therefore, many Christians have identified him as the second person of the Trinity, the pre-incarnate Son of God. Many people believe that Jesus walked with Israel and Joshua as they conquered their promised land. They heard his voice and obeyed his commands, and Jesus was an enemy to their enemies and an adversary to their adversaries. Questions. How awesome is it that Jesus walked with God's people as they inherited his promises? God defends his children. What are your thoughts about Jesus being an enemy to your enemies? When you read the Bible, do you realize you are hearing the voice of God? How can that fact alone help you obey his word? Pray with me. Lord, thank you for your word, and thank you for promising us to be an enemy to our enemies when we follow your voice. Help us to hear and understand your voice today. In Christ's name, amen.